the front porch to the backyard, tragedy in between. It's a new year, it's a new song, it's the same mystery.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Singer Drew Holcomb makes music about change, and he's done so in a steady stream of records since 2005. A lot has changed since Drew last visited The Takeaway a few years back, including politics. Holcomb is the lead vocalist and guitarist for Drew Holcomb and The Neighbors. It's a group of Tennesseans cobbled together from Memphis and East Nashville. Their latest album, called Souvenir, is personal in many ways. There are songs about addiction and memory, but Holcomb also wades into politics and the realities of a family divided in the age of President Trump. Drew Holcomb sat down with John Hockenberry to talk about his latest record, and he says he often finds himself completely avoiding the news and politics, and at other times, immersing himself in it.
I go from like intense engagement to complete escapism, sometimes within the course of the same day.
Complete escapism.
Yeah.
What is that for you?
Oh, for me, it's my daughter calls it, first off, the no phone zone. And so she says, Dad, this is a no phone zone.
On the other side, you go from total escapism to engagement. What kind of engagement?
Well, for me, it's like reading and reading and reading and trying to, follow the guys you really like to follow. For me, it's like, you know, David Fahrenthold from The Post. He's always got some good stuff going. And if you want to sort of get the sarcastic point of view, Matthew Iglesias over at Vox. And
then, yeah.
You know, but then I also like to follow. I've become friends with a U.S. senator from Nebraska named Ben Sasse.
Really?
Who's he's like a never Trump Republican. So he's an interesting guy. He's very thoughtful, and he's a fan of my music. Reached out, and so I enjoy his Twitter feed. And
so you have potential influence on a senator.
Well, maybe I did. I did send him an email after the election, and I said, "The Republic is in your hands. Please, you know." Very like it was very Star Wars esque sort of melodrama in my email.
And his response?
Let's talk about it next time we're together. Literally, that's what he said.
Oh, wow.
Got a rowdy heart and a broken wing. I've tried just about everything.
So, last album, very personal.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Yeah, this one's personal in a different sort of way. It's I wrote a lot of these songs with my bandmates, and so it's personal, but it's a little bit more sort of shared and cooperative. I mean, there's a lot of songs I wrote myself. I wrote New Year, Wild World, Rowdy Heart. Rowdy Heart's a really personal song. It's about probably one of my dearest friends in the world and their battle with overcoming addiction.
Going somewhere I've never been before. I got a rowdy heart.
I wrote it at midnight in Amsterdam at a hotel looking out over the airport. So it sort of had a big picture sense to it when I wrote it.
You got your mama's sunshine. You got your daddy's rain. You're like a piece of heaven in a hurricane. It's bubbling over.
Yeah, and then there's like a really fun song about my daughter called Mama's Sunshine, Daddy's Rain, which is like, it's just a song about a four-year-old girl and how much she means to me.
All day long, right or wrong, you question everything. Why the grass is green, can I stay up late, and why do bluebirds sing? Sometimes you cry your big blue eyes for no discernible reason. Your point of view, it comes and goes like the changing of the seasons. You got your mama's sunshine, you got your daddy's rain.
She runs the gamut, you know.
It's a great age.
It's a great age.
Yeah.
She is a blast.
Really is. Yeah. It's someone called Postcard Memories.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably my favorite.
Heard you pass south of Baltimore, wondering if you watch the ships rolling. Will you stay up till the dawn's early light? Do you ever wonder how I've been?
And, you know, it sounds like somebody from the road.
Yeah.
Right? So you're either sending memories back or collected of yourself? Or
yeah, I think you're kind of it's a song sort of about chasing memories and chasing shared memories that the other person's no longer there, you know, and you're kind of longing nostalgically for their participation in that search and that journey. And yeah, I think there's certain relationships that like they, you know, you give each other a piece of yourselves, and then that it's always the person's always a part of your life. It's a vague, you know, sort of narrative about that, but there's enough sort of particulars that I feel like it's weighted with a story, you know. And my favorite line of that song is, you know, I thought I saw you out there dancing on the ocean. Thought I heard you singing to Ralu Ralai. It's just this sort of like image of looking out at the endless sea, you know, and imagining that person that's gone is out there somewhere. It's like, you know, it's kind of like the adult version of Fievel singing Somewhere Out There.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which always haunted me as a kid, you know.
You're a politically engaged person. What do you think of what's going on?
The only word I can sort of use to describe the way I feel is just sort of bizarre. All traditional sort of political divides have been thrown out the window instead to sort of watch this sort of, you know, sort of circus go down. I think, you know, my dad and I do not see eye to eye politically. He is a very conservative guy, and I'm not. And we had these conversations before the election, and my dad said, you know, there's no way I'm voting for this guy, even though he's voted Republican since he turned probably 18 years old. You know, he just said, this guy doesn't stand for anything that I've taught you, you know, so don't worry about me. I'm not going to vote for him. You know, he doesn't treat women with respect. We had a handicapped brother, so that sort of ticked my sense of self, you know, ticked me off pretty bad and ticked off my family. But just the general sense of, like, other people matter. And it's like this bulldozer of a personality drives straight through the middle of all of our sensibilities. And I think we're just going to continue to watch it self-implode. You know, this idea of like destroying all the status quo just for the sake of it is sort of I don't know. I just don't understand the point of view of that massive amount of disruption for disruption's sake.
Walking through my neighborhood, I have nothing left to say. Life and death, they never rest, and I've still got bills to pay. On earth as it is in heaven, it don't make sense to me. It's a new year, it's a new song, it's the same mystery.
It's a Drew Holcomb, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's the same.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.